know what to do. It's time to support your station, K-Boo.
All right. And it is almost 5 o'clock. Coming up next, we have KBOO Evening News. This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Trader Joe's, a grocery chain open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Lunch provided by Corbett Fish House, located at 5901 Southwest Corbett Avenue. Corbett Fish House serves seafood dishes open from lunch to dinner. Dinner provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue, open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9. Bocce's serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
And KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO listener members and support from Hopworks Urban Brewery, offering sustainable brews and local food for 10 years, serving the community at three locations: Hopworks Urban Brewery at Southeast Powell Boulevard, Bike Bar at North Williams Avenue, and in Vancouver on Southeast Mill Plain Boulevard. More information online at hopworksbeer.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on our hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, Multnomah County's medical examiner has released a report on the fatal shooting of Jason Washington by Portland State University Police.
The Oregon Liquor Control Commission is considering more changes to the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program.
And Senator Charles Grassley now says that Monday's hearing on the Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination will only be held if Professor Christine Blasey Ford decides to testify.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we would like you to become a member right now by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. On Friday morning, protesters will be at the Multnomah County Courthouse for the 22nd Feet to the Fire event. KBOO reporter Sam Bowman has more.
On Friday morning at 10, people will be gathering outside the Multnomah County Courthouse in downtown Portland to demand accountability for police officers who kill and injure civilians. In Oregon, a prominent source of leadership in this movement is Pacific Northwest Family Circle. One of that group's main organizers, Irene Kalonji, spoke to KBOO this afternoon to share her story and talk about the campaign.
So my name is Irene Kalonji, and I'm the mother who lost her son, my son in police violence on January 28, 2016, Clackamas County Sheriff Office. My son, he has mental crisis, and he called for help, and they come. After this all, they kill him. They murder him. I call this murder because they wound him, and they left him for 4.5 hours bleeding to death in his room without any help. As it happened to me, and I suffer in a grief, during the first 6 months, I met... Another mother whose son was killed 4 months after my son. It happened in Gresham, and it was Buddy Phelps, 24 years old, who killed by Gresham police, and I connect with his mom. So we met with her, and we share our stories, we share a life of our sons, and we just come to the point that we just know each other, we can share everything, and we can support each other. So we decide that we need to connect with people in Oregon who is like us, you know, lost loved one or get injury from police violence, because police violence it's a nationwide problem. And this is the point when our Pacific Northwest Family Circle organization start.
Family Circle also works with the national group POST, or Protect Our Stolen Treasures, whose leader Yolanda McNair began the Feet to the Fire campaign, which aims to put pressure on local district attorneys.
Why DA? Because DA is a first step to our justice system, and all of our cases show that none of the police officers involved in shooting and killing people was held accountability for this. And DA in our justice system, they have a power. They have a big power because they decide indict or not indict, accountable or not accountable. So Feet to Fire campaign, when we go to each month, we're doing this nationwide with different states, the same day, the same time. We go to courthouse, to our outside of courthouse, and it's peaceful protest. When we show people, we share our story, and we educate people about DA, their power in the system, and we have our demands that we share with people. We want transparent and accountable justice system. So it means the crime by a police officer, they need to be, you know, accountable for what they did. They killing people, and it's human beings. And it does not matter who you are, your president, you judge, your officer, you some big rich people, but you take a human being from this life, and it's crime, and you need to be responsible for this.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. So this event's coming up on Friday at 10 in the morning?
We're doing this from 10 to noon, 2 hours. It will be downtown Portland by Multnomah County Courthouse. We share our story. We show our loved one who we lost. We try to educate people about DA power in justice system.
Do you know of any upcoming... in the upcoming election, if there are any local DAs who are running in any strong races?
We have a project research Portland for Black Lives Matter. What we do, and we are doing research and looking for civil lawyers who can work with us and he who can be as a candidate for DA.
Irene, was there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
You have to be responsible for your lives, for your family, and the time coming to vote. Please pay attention who you are voting, especially in justice system, because you can be a victim of this system. We don't really want other people like we are, you know, be victim of the system. So we need to take the power in our hands and do the job for this.
I've been speaking with Irene Kalanji with the group Pacific Northwest Family Circle. Irene, thank you so much for your generosity and for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.
The medical examiner's report has been released in the shooting of Jason Washington this summer by Portland State University police officers. Washington was hit by 9 slugs, according to a report released Wednesday by the Multnomah County Medical Examiner's Office. That's out of a total of 17 shots fired. The bullet struck Jason Washington's chest, back, abdomen, and legs during the fatal encounter on June 29th, according to the report, and another police round grazed his skull. All told, officers Sean McKenzie and James Dewey fired 17 shots at Washington, a 45-year-old Navy veteran and postal worker. The officers were cleared of any wrongdoing by an internal police investigation that was released last week. Students and teachers at PSU are renewing their campaign to disarm campus police in the wake of this fatal shooting.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we are asking you to do the same. Joining us are Teresa and Jenka to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
starting off with a hard-hitting, locally produced, internally produced interview about police violence. And moving forward, you're listening to KBOO Evening News, and I'd like to ask you to support our efforts. You'll be joining Joy from Southeast Portland, who's renewing, Linda from Southeast, who's renewing her pledge, and Robert also renewing a pledge. And the number to call if you'd like to join or to renew your pledge, 877-500-5266. I'd like to ask those of you who are renewing, if you haven't gotten yourself the hoodie yet, why not bump your pledge up to $25, as a lot of people are, and get yourself that hoodie, because it's going to be chilly in the morning, and it's just going to get more so now that we're approaching the equinox, and it gets to be the colder time of the year. I think you'll be glad to have it, because it's styly looking, but also oh so comfy. It zips up. It's the KBOO hoodie. It's $25 a month, and it's 3 minutes on the phone with us, 877-500-5266. We have your size, and I think that you have our best interest in mind. So why don't you call us up again and up your pledge, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. You're listening to that long-form news. We do go on, don't we? And we care about what we're covering and how we cover it, because we're community radio. And Sam Bowman and the other producers of the news tonight have put together something that is relevant to you, and we'll do so 5 days a week, every week of the year. 877-500-5266, and it's mostly volunteers. If you divide it by in terms of the amount of minutes and hours actually expended, it's volunteers that come in here and actually produce the news.
This is a symbiotic relationship. You depend on KBOO for news and information. KBOO depends on you for a monthly contribution in order to ensure that this radio station continues. This is an expensive operation, running a radio station. You can give any amount monthly from $5 and up. You can give $50 or $100 a month. And yes, people do actually give KBOO that much every month. Everyone in the community digs deep during these membership drives, thinks hard, and then signs up to give just a little more than they thought they could. So think about what amount is doable for you, and then maybe give a dollar more than that. Call right now and set it up, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-KBOO. Maybe you're out in your garden basking in the sunshine and your harvest is bountiful. Well, give the bounty to KBOO, and maybe you are someone who has benefited from this system, and you're ready to divest, and you want to invest in community and invest in something real, something right here, and that is providing a voice for the voiceless right here on KBOO airwaves. We want you to do that right now. Maybe a major donation is something that is good for you and that is doable for you, and that would really make our day. If you call right now, 877-500-5266. What you're hearing in the background are the voices of volunteers that are greeting members that are coming in to give their gift to KBOO. You can do that as well. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. You can meet the news team that puts together this daily newscast, and heck, maybe you can even join it. Maybe you can come down and start volunteering and be a part of it. And you see what community radio is all about when you come down with your donation at 20 Southeast 8th. I mean, this is so essential, and this is the most important time to support KBOO during this September membership drive. As our fiscal year is wrapping up, we really depend on these membership drives and the people who support KBOO on a regular basis to come through. 877-500-5266.
One of the things that got my attention in coverage of the devastation in North Carolina and surrounding regions is that people said that they didn't know what was happening because the cell phones were down. The cell coverage was down, and that told me that they don't have a community radio station, because I can guarantee you that when we have our quake, which is scheduled, or whatever disaster hits us, there will be dozens of engineering volunteers who will be swarming all over the wires and equipment and transmitter until we get 90.7 up again, and you will be able to hear what's actually going on, which reminds me, you need to make sure that you have a battery-operated regular FM radio. 877-500-5266 to support community, to support your community radio station, to put out your help, to put out your care in advance of what we know will be a disaster, to be a part of KBOO in good times and bad. 877-500-KBOO is the number to call. So many people have. Whenever you see a bumper sticker on a car, that's someone who's actually contributed to KBOO radio and kept us on the air for these 50 years. An amazing thing. 50 years of community radio. I'm proud to be a part of it. And I've been a part of it for, you know, half that time. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABU. 877-500-5266. Now, if you're just joining KBOO for the first time, I'd like you to consider spending 3 minutes on the phone and $10 a month. $10 a month works out to $120 a year, and we would be very happy to give you a T-shirt for that. We have the Keep KABU Community Radio Radical T-shirt, and it has our transmitter on it. And
Keep Portland Radical.
Keep Portland
with KABU Community Radio. It's pink and white on a black T-shirt.
All that.
And and that can be yours for just a $6.25 a month contribution if you sign up for that today. You don't actually have to put a penny down right now. You just call the number and then you say, I will sign up for that monthly contribution at that level. Heck, round it up to $7 or $8 a month. And then that will be monthly coming out of your checking or out of your credit card. And you will get that T-shirt. And you can stop by and pick it up at 20 Southeast 8th, or it will come to you in the mail in a few weeks. So you can get any size of T-shirt that works. We are size positive here at KABU, and we support you as you support us. So please get yourself a T-shirt. Be proud of your contribution to KABU and give on a monthly basis. 877-500-5266. You know, maybe you slide around between stations, and depending on your mood or depending on the time of day, you listen to a bunch of different stations. I do as well. But where is it that you would turn to when you see black helicopters in the skies above Portland, armored vehicles in the street, and you're wondering what the heck is going on right now? You turn to KABU, because there you know you're going to get credible, fact-checked information about what's happening in your community, especially in times of crisis. You need KABU when rumors are flying, when you don't know what to believe, when the internet is down, your cell phone is dead. You need KABU, and KABU needs you right now. So do step up and take that chance that KABU is going to be there for you 50 years from now. Take that chance that KABU will be your spot to go to when you need it. But we need you in order to ensure that that happens. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-KBOO is the number to call. We're going to go back to the evening news, and we need you to join your friends and neighbors, support KABU, and support yourself, and support your community. 877-500-5266.
The Oregon Liquor Control Commission met today to consider more rule changes for the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. To find out more, KABU reporter Doug McVeigh spoke with Anthony Taylor, a member of the Oregon Cannabis Commission, to find out more.
Well, after everybody made their introductions and everything, we got briefed on the statistics that the OLCC was presenting to bolster their case. And then we had some very lively discussions around both the statistics and what the table felt was an appropriate next step.
One of those changes had to do with patients no longer being able to get an adequate supply just at one place at one time, being restricted to basically amounts more like a recreational user. Am I framing that correctly? Or
yes, that is correct. The OLCC a couple of weeks ago moved to limit all patient purchases within their stores to 1 ounce a day.
Which previously it had been up to like 24?
Yes, a patient could have gone into their stores and bought 24 ounces at a time, which is the legal possession limit for a medical marijuana patient. And so the data showed that there were a couple of people going in and making large purchases of a pound, around a pound most of them, but one right after the other. In fact, the data showed that somebody had made a purchase within about a minute and a half of their last purchase of a pound, and they bought another pound. And so OLCC assured us that they will be looking at their licensee in what may be complicit activity.
Well, I would think if it's that kind of time frame you're looking at, that's the same store. There's no way somebody's gone the, you know, 1,000 yards you have to go, and 1,000 feet rather you have to go to get to the next shop. And although I realize that 24 ounces to one sounds like a lot, if you're a patient, you can say this better than I, but I know that that patients have particular strains that are effective for what ails them, and there are other strains that aren't going to be as effective. So you go and make one trip. Why would you go to the pharmacy to purchase one pill at a time rather than purchasing the entire pill bottle or the entire prescription? Why would you go every day or every other day rather than just going once a month?
That was one of the arguments that was made, and I believe it rang true. And I think that the people around the table almost unanimously encouraged the OLCC to restore the 24, and then to discuss come back with further proposals about the frequencies of those purchases. So I think that'll be our next conversation, and I think part of that conversation will also include doctors being able to recommend limits or possession limits above what's statutorily allowed. For instance, if a patient is using a gram a day of oil and they can only buy 1,000 grams of that at a time and they need 4,000 grams, those are the sorts of issues that we're going to have to address.
So what do patients need to be looking out for coming up over the next few months? What should they be what do we need to look out for?
Well, I think the OLCC is going to move as fast as they can on this. They recognize that it did have negative effect on patients, although their numbers show that the majority of patients purchase an ounce or less, but there's a number of factors at play there. For a long time, cannabis was expensive. It's still expensive in some of the stores. So they don't buy as much as they would like to buy. They buy a couple of grams or an eighth, but seldom do they have $140, $150 in their pocket to buy a whole ounce or even more. Now, some of these stores that are running $40 and $50 ounces, that makes store hopping a lot more plausible, but it still doesn't justify the leap from anomaly in the data to an extreme reaction to try and solve the problem.
How can patients keep in touch with what's going on at OLCC?
Well, Compassionate Oregon's Facebook page is staying pretty current on this stuff, and we're, providing updates and the next meetings and such as that. What will happen in the next couple of weeks, there will be another Rules Advisory Committee meet, same committee, but further discussions. And then, of course, as all rules, there'll be a public comment period, a written public comment period, and then they'll have the one public comment at the end of the period where people come in and make their last presentation.
All right. Again, folks, we've been speaking with Anthony Taylor, a co-founder of Compassionate Oregon, and holds a patient seat on the Oregon Cannabis Commission. Anthony, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
This is Doug McVeigh for KBOO News.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KBOO membership or become a member at any time during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Stay tuned after this newscast for news from the Boo. Then at 6, it's Say It Out Loud, followed at 6:30 by Free Culture Radio. At 7, it's Combined Culture Radio. Tonight's weather, partly cloudy with a low of 48. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 68. Today in history, in 1893, New Zealand became the first country in the world to allow women to vote, which wouldn't happen in the U.S. until 1920. The quote of the day is from the late Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Mike Royo, born this day in 1932. It's been my policy to view the internet not as an information highway, but as an electronic asylum filled with babbling loonies.
With Hurricane Florence dissipating, KBOO Rafael is preparing for Hurricane Kavanaugh.
You see the hurricane coming. It's inevitable. So you evacuate or hunker down, try to ride it out. Same with Hurricane Kavanaugh. It's coming. Inevitable. So do we evacuate our country? Stay in a storm cellar for his 30-year term? Florence hit only a couple states. Kavanaugh will hit all of us. FEMA will do nothing to help victims of discrimination, victims of back alley abortions, victims of a president who can't be indicted or held responsible. Let the gerrymandering accelerate. Hurricanes pass, floodwaters recede, some homes will never be repaired, some people die. Meteorologists will start reporting from the Supreme Court as each new decision sweeps across the nation. Not hurricane season, but when the court's in session. We will have more warning about what's coming, but we will all suffer damages. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. So now it's your turn. Joining us once again are Teresa and Janka to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Hey, you, pull over. See that open spot up there? Just past the bus stop. I need you to pull over there. I want to talk to you for a second. You've been resisting joining KBOO, and I understand why. You shouldn't just jump and give your money away. I mean, you came by it decently, and you came by it through hard work, and you're just trying to get home right now. But I want you to pull over just right over there, okay? And so you're safe. And I want you to pull that expensive little snitch out of your pocket and give us a call at 877-500-5266. Now, I don't need to tell you why. You already know why. That's why you're listening to me this long and putting up with this stuff. It's stuff that we got to do, and stuff that, you know, personally I enjoy very much doing. I enjoy very much being a part of KBOO, and I never feel that as much as during membership drive when it's just this big party of everyone struggling together and we make it happen. It's so satisfying to do this. If you call and become a part of this, you never know where it's going to lead to. It might be that you just stay a sustaining member, or it could be that you become more and more involved. You might end up on the board. You might end up in the engineering crew. You might learn how to do news. There's a lot of things. I mean, you might end up in the middle of the night doing that weird, weird radio that we enjoy tuning into when we're sleepless. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Please consider joining up, as thousands have in this region, thousands who have made this region what it is. Know what I mean? I think you do. I think when you see little stickers that say "Keep Portland Weird" and that sort of thing, what they're really referring to is a little bit of difference that comes out of collective efforts, a rare thing in the United States, a rare, too rare. And we support all progressive and such collective efforts here. It's part of our charter. It's part of what we care about. We want to make positive change in the world. I think you do too. So now that you've pulled over, just pull out that phone, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. The important thing is that you make the call, make the phone ring, because it really gets things started. And when you hear the phone ring, it'll really be a phone ringing. We're not pulling a cart, and we're not playing a recording for you. That's really someone joining. It's part of the excitement that I'm looking forward to right now. I'm practically salivating. 877-500-5266. Make that phone ring.
We are sitting on the edges of our seat, Teresa and I, waiting for your call so that we can thank you personally for being a member of this radio station. Yes, that thing in your pocket does have a phone function on it. I know it's archaic.
Not a very good one, though. You know, it's just like the old, I mean, the phones from 50 years ago work better than that.
Yeah, you've got to shift through, go to all apps. I know it's not in your favorite apps anymore, but no, click those numbers, put them in there, 877-500-5266, and connect to a real human being. You can speak person to person, another member of your community, a volunteer who's back here at KBOO in the back room, which we call Membership Central, and that is the way that you connect and you know that you're not alone. KBOO depends on you, depends on these membership drives, and your donation right now is a powerful gesture. It means that you're willing to stand up and be counted as the next member in our growing radio community. It encourages personal shared liberation, and we want you to be liberated. We want you to call right now and liberate get your funds from the prison industrial complex and invest them into a community that really makes a difference and that pinches every single penny and makes sure that this radio station remains strong and remains viable. You can find our financial documents on our website. They're all there. Our yearly budget, it's there. You can see where every single penny is spent here at KBOO, and you'll know that it's not going to waste. It's going to bringing you the great radio that you depend on here at KBOO every single day, 24/7, 365 days a year. We are on the air for you. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. This is Membership Drive. When you get to see inside the station and see the real goings on, we make ourselves vulnerable to you. We ask for your support, and you always come through. We've got a little more than $30,000 to go to reach our goal, and we know that our listeners always come through for us. But now is the time. Time is running out, so we need you to call right now. Support the evening news and support the volunteers that put this together every evening for you and to make sure that you are informed and you know what's going on in your community. You know, I love this, what Terry said when they gave an extra donation. This is an extra donation in addition to my monthly. I have the utmost respect for all of the shows and those that volunteer their time to make the shows happen. Portland is a better place because of KBOO. Thank you, Terry. And you could be someone who gives an extra donation right now to help us reach our goal for this drive. Maybe you already do a $5 a month, but you just want to do $100 just to say, yes, I'm going to contribute and make sure that KBOO reaches the goal for this hour and reaches the goal for this drive. But we need you to do it right now. 877-500-5266. Make those phones ring. We will thank you personally, or come on down and see us. 20 Southeast 8th, just off Burnside.
Had somebody come in here, 20 Southeast 8th, just off Burnside, and they walked in and came up to me and said, do you know if Teresa Mitchell is back here? And I thought, well, that's proof I've got a face for radio, because, you know, I've made all those jokes over the years about looking like Sophia Loren in the 60s. I was kidding! Kidding, but I enjoy being here, and I enjoy meeting people coming in. So if you've got time, come on by 20 Southeast 8th. It really is just south of East Burnside Street, right down near the river. 877-500-5266 if you're too far away from that. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. If you will consider calling that, we have some lovely t-shirts for you, and you can get that. If you've never been a member, I urge you to consider just getting your feet wet for just $6.25 a month, something that you won't even miss. Just a couple of bus fares per month. And if you can do that, not everyone can, but maybe you can. Maybe you've got a bank account. If you've got a bank account, I think you can do this. 877-500-526. And your decision to pull that weight, hold the weight of the community along with you, and do the right thing for the people around you by supporting community radio, supporting people-supported, anti-imperialist, anti-corporate radio. 877-500-526. Being a part of our struggle to make a better world through information and entertainment that means something to you. 877-500-KBOO.
500-5266 is that number. You can also pull out that device in your pocket and go to the KBOO app and give online that way, or just on the browser there, kboo.fm. It only takes a few minutes, gets us to our goal, and it gets you that warm, fuzzy feeling that you did something for your community, and that is something that really is priceless. Whatever amount you can do, whether it's a $5 a month contribution, a $50 a month contribution, yes, everyone digs deep in order to support this station and gives just a little more than you thought that you could. Call right now, 877-500-5266, or the website kboo.fm.
Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of attempted rape when they were teenagers, has received strong community and national support, but she's also received harassment and death threats. For protection, Dr. Ford and her family have moved out of their home. She's scheduled to testify on Monday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Ford has asked for a delay until the FBI can investigate her accusations. However, Judiciary Chair Charles Grassley has opposed that. In a letter sent to Ford and her attorney today, Grassley rejected the call for an FBI investigation and reiterated his invitation to Dr. Ford to testify on Monday, either privately or publicly. The D.C. newspaper Roll Call reports that Grassley may decide to cancel Monday's hearings unless Dr. Ford is willing to testify.
Facebook is in trouble again for enabling discrimination on its platform. This time, the victims are job-seeking women and people over 40. the ACLU, and by the Communication Workers of America, the union which also represents cable employees, filed a lawsuit against Facebook on Tuesday. The plaintiffs accuse Facebook of allowing companies to target jobs ads exclusively to men, which is a violation of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. They also accuse Facebook of allowing advertisers to target job ads only toward people who are below the age of 40. Employment discrimination on the basis of age is also a violation of federal law. This is not the first time Facebook has come under fire for discriminatory advertising practices. In 2016, Facebook disabled its so-called ethnic affinity tool after a ProPublica report found that it could be used to exclude people from specific races and ethnicities from seeing ads for housing. The following year, ProPublica discovered that job posters were targeting ads at specific age groups. Facebook balked at changing that practice, arguing that they were not legally liable for ad content created by third parties.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Jenka Soderberg, Jasmine Moneymaker, Al Kahn, and Carly Meisberger. Their producer is Doug McVeigh. Our engineer is David Kesters. And the KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs directors are Teresa Mitchell and Sam Bowman. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH on 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Voices from the Edge looks at the sexual assault allegations against Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. At 9, Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell's weekly look at the news you're not supposed to know. At 9, Fight the Empire welcomes Peter Phillips, host of Project Censored and author of Giants, the Global Power Elite. At 10, Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers looks back at some of the best moments with legendary Portland author Ursula K. Le Guin. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member during this fall membership drive, call 877-500-KBOO. Coming up next, news from the Boo.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
I'll be in my feels for a while now. I'm a wild child, if you haven't found out. I've been living on Friend Zone Island with a girl that I've been thinking about wifing. I wish and I pray that she felt the same way. But sometimes things don't go your way. Like when you get into a whole lot of issues, start sitting and thinking and texting the message that says, babe, I miss you. Damn. Flutters in your stomach, it's a butterfly.
Butterfly, butterfly, butterfly.
Flutters in your stomach, it's a butterfly.
Butterfly, butterfly, butterfly.
I better let her know how I feel. I need to let her know how I feel. I gotta let her know how I feel. But I be in my feels like.
Good evening. You are listening to another News from the Boo. I am your host, Mike Crenshaw. This is a weekly news segment about news from in and around the K-Boo community. And of course, we are here amidst the membership drive. So don't hesitate to pick up your phone and give us a call and become a member. But right now, we've got my man Bird in the house. And we just listened to a song by him called Feels. Bird is a young MC, producer, beatmaker, hip-hop artist out of Portland, Oregon. Bird, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Mike. Hey, I appreciate you having me on the show. I'm a huge fan. I'm so excited to be here.
Right on, man. So how did we meet each other?
I met you at the library, actually. You're doing this hip-hop camp, and it was a super dope vibe. We started making beats and writing, and it was just you invited me out to the show, and I had to take it.
Right on. So we were doing that Beats, Rhymes, and Life camp at the Multnomah County Library, and that's where I met you. And when we were there, I got introduced to your music. So you've been an MC, a beatmaker, and a producer for how long?
So I started, to like give you the whole aspect, I started DJing around sixth grade, and then I started getting into rapping around eighth grade, and then I started getting into beat making around sophomore year. So it's been kind of a journey of through like different elements of hip hop to becoming where I'm at now, where I do everything.
And what can you tell the listeners about your favorite aspect of creating music?
My favorite aspect of creating music is definitely like being in a studio with another person, and we're both like feeling a vibe where like the music just keeps on going and it keeps on going. And I really like feel like that's where I feel most creative in my aspects, when I'm writing and I'm just making a beat with another person, and we could both like feel the music at the same time.
So you like you're capable of rapping and producing your own beats and doing a lot by yourself, but you actually prefer the chemistry between you and another artist?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I like doing it by myself, but sometimes I feel like I kind of get sleepy in the studio. So when I have somebody else in there, they kind of keep my energy up at a higher level for I don't get all tired.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the song we opened the show with is called Feels. It's got a great poppy kind of feel to it. And, you know, for a lot of us underground artists, it's actually a different skill set to create a song that has mass appeal, you know,
yeah.
Because a lot of our stuff is more for a niche audience. What can you say about where you're at right now as an artist and where you hope to be based on your sound?
Yeah, definitely. Right now, I feel like I'm like at the very beginning of my come up. I feel like I've done everything where I feel like my skills are sharp and I'm ready to start getting shows and booking and networking really with a lot of Portland artists. And that's really what I'm trying to do, is get to like the next level of for people can start to like recognize me for my music and give me like the credit that I've been like trying to find.
Have you played any shows?
I've opened a couple shows in Bend, but have not performed in Portland yet.
So how, you know, a lot of these guys that I know around here that are newer artists, they're trying to figure out how to get shows out of town,
yeah.
You know? So how'd you start out playing a show in Bend before you played in Portland?
Yeah, that's a good question. So my dad, he has a friend group. They're all rappers. They're in this group called Person People. So it's an MC group of like seven people, and they have instrumentalists. It was like a super dope hip hop group back in like 2003 to like 2010-ish, something like that. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, is it Mosley Water in there?
Yeah, Mosley Water. Yeah, so Mosley Water.
He's real, real cool people, man. Dope
yeah.
artist.
He's like my uncle. So like Mo Wo, and then Sorsky, Mike Fish, A-Bomb, pretty much everybody in that whole group kind of like raised me on hip hop. Because my dad was going to all their shows and I was seeing it. So how I got the Mike Fish show is being Mike Fish's little nephew, pretty much.
Mm.
He just hit me up. He's just like, you want to open for the show? I was like, of course. Like, that would be amazing. So that's how I got the show down in Bend.
Wow.
And that happened twice. And that happened a different occasion for Mo Wo. So Mo Wo was opening and he asked me if I could open for him.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, of course.
Well, you know, it was good to meet you down at the Beats, Rhymes, and Life camp. at the library out there in East County, the Midland Library. Big shout out to my man Jesse Monroe Johnson Gulls. Yeah, what's up, bruh? Boom Arm Nation, he was out there making beats. Y'all made some sick stuff on the spot. I have yet to circle back and listen to that. And I must say, you know some other people I know. I think Joey Delaney.
I think so, yeah. Wait, no, not Joey. We were talking about Mike Capes, right?
Mike Capes. Yeah. You know some folks I know, but we don't have to drag the listeners through all that. But, I mean, it's only going to be a matter of time before I have to put you on an all-ages show. And I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that song, Feels, because we're going to listen to another song of yours by the name White Roses in a few minutes. But the song, Feels, is that autobiographical? Is that a true story, or are you taking bits and pieces of things that you've heard about or maybe been through yourself and putting them together?
Yeah, so how I wrote Feels is actually on school night. Me and my friend Aiden were in the studio and we're like listening to this beat, and I started just humming the melody, I Be In My Feels. Like I think the previous week I had this crazy like curve from this girl, so like I was just really down on myself because this girl curved me so bad. So I just kept talking about how I in my feels all the time. So I started talking about like just how I was feeling at that time. I was just feeling kind of sad because I kept getting like curved by this girl and I wasn't like feeling it, and which is kind of something that's like in my generation in music, everybody like talks about their feelings now, so it was kind of like perfect. Everything like filled out, so being in my feels, it kind of ties to just like how everyone raps nowadays.
Okay, so you're definitely not trying to sound like the golden era, the boom bap. You know, there's a lot of tension sometimes in people's opinions about what's better and what's worse and what's real hip hop and what's not. And, you know, to me, it's all evolution. It's all just part of how we evolve as artists and the genre evolves. But that said, how would you describe yourself? Like, you know, there's struggle rappers, there's gangster rap, there's trap, there's drill, you know, there's hyphy. There's all these different ways that people define rap. So how would you describe your style?
Oh, my style is definitely influenced by golden hip-hop, because that's what I grew up listening to. But I started to try